The Hastings Raiders boys swimming and diving team opened their 2019-20 season last week on Monday with their first practices of the year, and now they're looking forward to a great season in the Metro East Conference and beyond. Head coach Jerry Rupp of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports after that first week of Raider practice, and he talks about the boys just getting acclimated to their teammates once again.
Well, you know, the guys that are returning, you know, they kind of know the drill, and so we go right out of the gate at 6 a.m. Monday morning, first day of practice, so. So, you know, we tell the new kids, you don't need to be there yet, whatever. But the returners, they all know kind of what's going on. And right. With the renovation of the locker rooms this year down there in the middle school, we moved into a different locker room this year. So it was kind of a question mark. We couldn't get the lockers open. A little minor snafu. Kind of tough to get in your lockers when the combinations won't work. So anyway, we did some dry land stuff, this, that, whatever else, you know, and talked to Mr. McGinnis, Pete McGinnis, and said, well, what's up with these lockers? Oh, yeah, the combinations are off just a titch. So once we figured out that glitch, we got us all back in the locker rooms. But the first day or two, you know, it's just kind of, you know, you've heard that phrase, herding cats. You know, that's kind of what it was. We got a bunch of young guys, you know, and a lot of new people that haven't been experienced yet to this whole thing, and lead them around a little bit by the wrist and tell them where they need to go and what they need to do. And some of the older guys kind of chiming in. Of course, the older guys, you know, they're old hats, the veterans, you know, they whatever, they're used to this whole thing. But, you know, just kind of getting everybody used to what's going on and a few ground rules, you know, when practice starts, what you need to do, some things that they need to know, especially with the new locker rooms, what we do with taking care of it and things like that. So, you know, you get some logistics out of the way and try to start getting going. And, of course, as you know, winter season wouldn't be complete without at least one winter cancellation. And so already on day three of practice on Wednesday, we had to cancel practice because of the snow. So, you know, I guess I'd rather have it on day three than 3 days before the state meet where it's more important. But, you know, you deal with it.
Though many of the Raider swimmers are definitely experienced at the next level, there are some that are just coming out because they want to be part of something in blue and gold. And that includes no competitive swim experience at all. I asked Coach Rupp how he and his staff get those athletes ready with a little extra work.
Funny you should say that, because we had just that experience this first week.
Cool.
We had a foreign exchange student come out from Germany, Tom Sadat. And I asked, I said, have you swam before? And, of course, I can't even do a good German accent to do it justice. But he basically told me that, yeah, he swam in the lake with his family on vacation. Okay, so you have zero competitive swimming. You know how to float. That's good. You won't drown. So we took him from day one. You know, the old recreational swimmer with the head out of the water, turning from side to side when you're trying to do freestyle strokes. And we put him over in the hot tub club with, you know, one of our leaders, Danny Brown, Isaac Huntington, and another new guy, the senior who used to swim when he was little, Jim Teachin. Yeah, we call him Jim Bob now. So little Jimmy Teachin. And he's not so little anymore. He's now tall. But so we got these guys over there, and they're kind of figuring their way. You know, of course, Danny and Isaac have been around a year. They were in that boat last year. So now they're showing these new guys, new seniors, how to get it done. And, you know, it's just cool to see those guys come in and help out the guys who haven't done this. And we have Corwin Berg over there working with those guys, or the inexperienced guys, and it's starting from ground zero, and you just kind of slowly work your way up.
Also, for many of the experienced swimmers, they've had the luxury of swimming in the Haste Club program for quite some time. But for many of the kids that are just coming out for high school swimming for the first time, they're learning some of those ground floor strokes they might have learned back in elementary school. But seeing so many teammates help out one another, in the grand scheme of things, that's why we're all here.
They start figuring out. That's what we had last year with Brown and Huntington. Yeah. You know, they had no idea what the heck they were doing, and they finished out. They made all four strokes legally. Take a guy like Huntington, you know, track athlete, all state track, you know, and he gets in the pool and it's like he's about ready to drown. But kudos to him. And something that you could talk about just now, that Hayes program. So one of our managers, our junior, Jocelyn Brink, she's one of our breaststrokers on the girls team. Yesterday, we had her throw on the suit, get in with that lane of those five, six guys, and worked breaststroke kick, because half those guys can't do a legal breaststroke kick.
Sure.
They don't know how to turn their feet out to do the kick legally. So she's in the water. And that's one of the reasons, and she knew this, but one of the reasons why I brought her on as a manager is, like, you have swimming experience that I can put you in the water with these kids, turn their feet the way they're supposed to go, watch, demonstrate. You know, I can talk till I'm blue in the face on the deck, but if you don't get it, you don't get it. You got to have somebody actually grab you by the wrist and show you what you're doing there. And so that's what she did yesterday. So it's kind of cool to have that experience coming from the Hayes program. These kids can see that, and now they can give back a little bit to their swimming community.
Even managers getting into the pool to help their teammates. That continues to epitomize the Raider way, both in and out of the pool. And again, that goes beyond sports.
You're right, you know, and thinking about that, ultimately, I got to go back up to the top. Trent Hansen has preached to us coaches the Raider way and the things to do that we give back to the community, give back to the school, the kids, the youth programs. You know, that comes from Trent. You know, we've seen programs, and you and I have talked about this, about how you see badly behaved teams, lack of discipline, just chaos, and it comes from the top. Because when there's no leadership at the top, anything can happen out there. And so with what Trent has done and brought forward his program, you know, it's really beginning to show, I think, through all the sports and what we've been kind of given direction as to what we should be doing and passing that on to the kids, character lessons. Now, you know, he has about 30 character lessons on our coach's clipboard where we can go through, pick out what one you like and have somebody, you know, sit down for 15, 20 minutes with the kids, have a student lead it and ask questions. And it's pretty funny, you know, when you do a character lesson, because you know how high school kids can be. They can be loud as all get out. And then all of a sudden you put them in a character lesson, like little mice. They're afraid to speak up. But you know what's making them think? You're pushing them in that, and you're also pushing a senior or whoever's leading you into that leadership role of, like, this is something that you're going to learn to do in your adult life. And so there's so many side lessons from all these things that we take back. It does nothing but build the program even more and more across the school.